It's time now for All You Ever Wanted to Know, a chance for you to get to know what's going on in and around your community and the fabulous people that make it happen. With today's guest, here's Randy Atkinson.
Thank you very much, everybody, and good morning. Yes, it is All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're live at the Gallagher Center in Yorkton. It's our first kickoff to the Yorkton Rontec Mahler Coaches Show. Here comes Ryan Dolan, another one of your veterans. Coach, right behind you, sneaking in. So we got the veterans here today. We've got a half dozen of them. Our coach, Kevin Rolick, too. We'll do this every Tuesday of the month for the next 6 months. Morning, Coach. Welcome back to the Coaches Show.
Well, thanks for having us, Randy, and thanks for going out and finding sponsors this summer and doing the show again this year. Yeah, it's going to be an absolute blast.
I want to thank RH Electric and, of course, the Gallagher Center. We'll talk to Paul Keyes a little bit later on. Half dozen rookies, five rookies sitting here, or pardon me, veterans sitting here right now. That's all the veterans you have.
It's
not a little different than last year.
It sure is, but you know what? Going into last season, we knew we were going to be young this year and inexperienced, and we wanted to make sure we had good character kids leading that dressing room, and that's what we got. We got five of the best right now in the league.
Okay, so you got kids from Wadena, Theodore, Langeberg, Melville, Kenora, Regina, Star City, a lot of Yorkton guys too, but it's in area. So how are you finding these kids? Why is it that you end up in some of the places you do, or how do you find kids? In other words, the scouting. How does that go?
You know what? It starts just with the relationships you've built in the province. You know, moving around a lot, you know a lot of people in a lot of different areas. Our focus is the Parkland region, so we wanted to make sure that we're developing Yorkton and Melville minor hockey players via the Parkland region, the Foam Lakes, the Wadenas, and Ebenezers, you know, the small towns all around. The model is that they feed into Yorkton and Melville minor hockey systems, and they should ultimately feed into our system. That being said, you're always going to find, you know, a guy like Brant Fisk from Orange, Saskatchewan. Kid that wants to come in and compete, and you do your character checks on these kids from across the province, and when all that matches up, then you make sure they fit into the dressing room, and we took our time there. And then how can they perform?
Yeah.
And you know what? We've got Delane Lamb does an absolute awesome job on the phone all the time. He's much like his dad. Jason Gordon knows a lot of guys in this province. And we've got Rick Metzler helping there. He's our kind of our head scout. He's out and about, and he makes sure that guys, when they come to the games, they're wined and dined and they have all their lineup sheets. So we've really made a real dedication to the next wave of kids coming in to play in this organization.
That started last year.
100%.
You're implementing what you wanted as a group, how you wanted to run this organization.
Well, and you look at it, you know, we've got 11 guys playing in the Western Hockey League right now.
Yep.
Right? So we've seen a large wave of talent pool come through here. Now we've got to develop the next wave.
All right, so the guys, we'll get to them in a minute. Some of the veterans that are here right now, you start in September, only four games, but a couple of those were the showcase. Lost a tough one to the Contacts. That's a good team, 4-3 score. But then got your first win of the season, and I'm sure for 17, 18, or whatever, how many ever rookies, it was big for them. You know, I always want that first of the season.
It is. It's always good to come off the ice and hear the song. You know, the boys have a victory song, and it's good to hear that. But once again, we're not measuring things off of that win and loss. And that's the important thing that, you know, we've been trying to say to the guys is, yeah, it's nice to get that first one. But the big thing is how are we developing, right?
Yep.
The one thing that the Parkland Jewelers, Gary Lamb over there, has always done since I've been part of the organization is give out plaques or trophies for first goal or first shutout or first win, things like that. And Delane's taken that kind of to the next level. And, you know, the other day I presented 8 trophies before the game.
That's great.
Right? And it is. It's good seeing these guys get their first experience. And hopefully, you know, as we all want, that leads to more victories on the ice. But at the same point in time, it's that process of development right now that we're focused in on.
October is going to be your busiest month. We're past Thanksgiving already, middle of the month. 11 games.
Yeah.
We're almost going every second day, every third day for sure. So, a real test there. Now, what is it a test of? How well they've absorbed what you wanted to do, how they react in situations. What are you looking for over these 11 as you continue to develop through the year?
I think the biggest thing that we need to work on is discipline. So we're, we're, you know, our penalty minutes need to come down.
Yeah, you're pretty high on that.
Yeah, we need to bring those down. And they're not undisciplined. They're not yapping. They're not penalties that we don't want in this organization. They're a slap of a stick. They're putting their, you know, not stopping their feet from moving.
Is that something coming to a higher level, an elite 100%. Level? Is the change all of a sudden? It's like, uh-oh.
Oh, it is. It's a huge difference, right? You stop your feet moving in this league, and you got a young kid like Sillinger there. You're going to have to haul him down.
Even as you said, coming on you, and you go, he deeks to your left. You turn your hip a couple inches, you're done.
You're toast.
Yeah, and that's the finer parts of the game that these kids will learn.
Yeah, and it doesn't get exposed, but then you got to remember at this level, there's kids that are playing right now in this league that in 2-3 years from now will be winning world championships, will be NHL draft picks. And if you give them a sliver, they're going to take it. So we're working on that.
And that will take time.
Oh, yeah.
The repetition, right?
Well, it comes right down to the five guys you see there.
Yep.
It's that message from through them to that dressing room. And they've been through it. They understand that.
They do indeed. 11 games, but coming up this weekend will be your next two, and that's the Beardies Blackhawks Saturday night. You've changed your games, your start times from 8 to 7:30, which I thought was a nice move. Sunday is 2. Beardies, tell me about them, and couple big games for you in the early part of the season.
You know what? We've played Beardies to a 500 kind of record here the last few years. They're a tough team.
Yeah.
They're a team that never quits. Dale and Mel don't form that team until all the other AAA camps are left over. So there's those 20 kids on that team are hungry. And there's not a huge difference between players in this league. And everybody's got a real, right? It's you've got your upper echelon players and then you've got everybody else. It's a good league. It's the best league in Canada. So Beardies is a big, strong, older team. They keep things simple. They dump pucks. They bang bodies. Their power play is real simple. They operate off a half wall. They put pucks at that and they crash it. And
pretty simple game.
Yeah. And if you don't bring your work boots, you know, last year we played them down in Ochapa Waste there.
That's right.
And we probably one of our most one-sided wins. And we came back the next night and lost to them.
And lost to them.
Right. So nothing we do can kind of prepare to go through that grind with those guys.
Are these kids, these guys we talk your leadership, but other guys, 15, 16, maybe even a little younger. Talk to Caden Korzak, of course, one of your great grads from this program who likely will be a first-round NHL pick. But I talk to him and I go, geez, don't you guys ever take any time off? And he goes, this is my job now.
Yeah.
I get 2 weeks holidays.
Yeah.
Just like anybody else who has a job.
Mm.
That's what it's become. Even for these guys, 14, 15, 16, if they want to play at high levels, you got to put the time in.
You do have to put the time in. I think that's why everybody misunderstands our job as coaches. The number one thing we have to keep within these kids is the passion. They have to enjoy coming to the rink every day, because you imagine telling a 15 to 17 year old, you're going to a grocery store, you're working every day for 12 hours or 10 hours or 8 hours a day. They're going to laugh at you.
Yep.
But somehow we have to convince them that they still love playing this game. There's a passion to it. And because you see the commitment the boys put in.
Yep.
You know, last night we went down to Flamin's Fitness there, and we're getting some new equipment here for working out.
Okay.
And these guys are passionate. Right? They know all the lifting techniques. They know what they can do with it, right? And it is. It's a full-time thing, but they love doing it. And that's the biggest thing that we have to understand as minor hockey coaches, is that we've got to keep the passion in those kids to play. And that's by having fun, making them accountable.
Absolutely.
But absolutely, they got to be having fun and enjoy coming to the rink.
Yeah. Big thing. Coach, thanks for this. If you're around later, we'll get you on the close.
Sure.
But we're going to take a break right now. We're down here at the Gallagher Center in Yorkton in the concourse. It's the first of our six shows, the Yorkton Rodtech Mahler 1 hour coaches show. It's on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We'll talk to the players coming up after this.
A quality education is vital to your future. Start with Parkland College and start your career with confidence. Our class sizes are small, so you'll really know your instructors and classmates, which can help you learn more easily, get better grades, and build a strong foundation for lifelong success. From university degrees to skills training certificates, we have a program that's right for you. Find out more at parklandcollege.sk.ca. Parkland College, your college, your future.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Hey, welcome back to the Coaches Show. Yorkton Rontek Mahler one-hour show. We're pleased to be down here yet again this year. The Gallagher Center and RH Electric, our sponsors yet again this year. And we kick it off with the players, El Capitano, the captain, Carson Dernewski. Morning, big fella.
Good morning.
Grade 12?
Yeah.
What am I getting you out of? Must have been a class.
Yeah, biology. So.
Oh, you got to hate that. I'm sure you wanted to be in that class.
Very happy. Very happy.
Hey, congratulations, Captain of the Yorkton Rontek Mahlers this year.
Yes, thank you.
When you were told, did you sit down with Kevin and were there expectations of what he wants as a captain, what you want to do as a captain? I mean, how was that worked out?
Oh, absolutely. And the feelings are quite mutual. We knew we were going to have a really young squad this year. And they're going to need a lot of leading, there's no doubt about it. But then there's a lot of good character guys in there, and those are the easiest ones to lead. So all of my assistants, everything, we've got a job ahead of us, but there wouldn't be a better group of guys you'd want to do the job with.
What do you do with a young kid's 15s coming? He's just, you know, trying to make the team, and he's working hard. He's not that big. He looks like he's going to make the team. We're not sure yet. Do you step in? Can you take a kid aside like that? Maybe even some kids you don't know and go, look, I've been through this. I can give you a little bit of advice. Is there that?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that was my case my first year. It's my second year playing here. And the first year, I went down, played a year at Midget AA. And as hard as it was at the start to get told that you need a year at Midget AA, I really benefited from it, and I think that's the best way to do it. So I like talking to, especially if, because you can't lose. You really can't lose. Either way you're going to go, it's going to make you a better person.
When it comes to blocking shots, is that the favorite part of your game? A lot of guys go, I like to score, I like to set up. Oh, I like to get the big body shot. You look like the kind of guy that goes, wait, try and get this by me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got to play to your strengths. And
you do.
That's a good, simple one that I like to do. And
you got to kind of lead the pack on that one. Okay, we're going to do a blocking the shot thing right now, and I'm sure your hand goes up first here, fellas. Let me show you how to do it. Let's talk a little bit about the young guys that you've got right now and coming from all over the place, how it's coming together in your view.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of young guys, never played with each other before because we're pulling from all across the province. But, yeah, you give them a couple weeks, and it's pretty magical to see how they pull together. You have to come live together, and you see each other every day. It's pretty cool the kind of friendships you build in such a short period of time.
You came from a double-A team that won a provincial.
Yep.
Then last year you moved to triple-A.
Yep.
So it's a big change in what's happening and everything that has to take place. But again, with what you lead to now onto the ice, there comes a certain time of confidence. You played in a double-A provincial champ, but now you come to triple-A. There must have been a time, Carson, you go, I know I've come from double to triple. Can't be that big an adjustment, but it is. And then confidence becomes an issue again, right? You need to be confident at whatever level you're playing at.
Yeah, when you come in on that high like you do, and most of the guys will come in making the team and that kind of stuff, feel really good. But then once you play a couple games in your league, or this league, you find out that it's one of the better leagues in the world here. You got, like last year, we got the TELUS Cup champions playing this league, the MAX big tournament champions playing this league. This is the best that this country really has to offer. So for a lot of these kids coming from small towns like me, that's a big step. So it's a real wake-up call, but as long as you can adapt.
What made you get confident? What made you think at some point in game 3, 6, 9, whatever it was that, wait a minute, I belong?
Just finding your game and really just doing the simple things right and knowing what you're good at and playing your role.
Yeah, geez, that's a good point. Don't try to do something you're not.
Yeah, absolutely, because when you're doing something that you know how to do, it doesn't matter what the level is. You're going to be able to do it.
Yeah, and it's read and react, right? A lot of muscle memory in hockey. Just get the puck moving. You don't really have time to think a lot.
Yeah, there's not too much time out there on the ice, especially with teams like this. They're really fast and stuff, and we're a really fast team too, so we got to make it happen.
Your parents are who?
Dean and Kristen Dernewski.
And that's Fireman family.
Yeah, Fireman up there.
Where?
Kenora, Saskatchewan.
Just by Kenora. Oh, there's good land up there.
God's country.
God's country. It's a sweet place to farm. A lot of land, too. How are you guys making out in the farm? Because a lot of guys haven't gotten their crops off.
Yeah, I think Dad should be hopefully combining right now as we speak, probably listening to this.
All right.
Yeah, I got a few quarters of canola clean up yet and drying grain, so the struggle's there on the farm, too.
Okay, you've got siblings?
Yeah, younger one, Carter.
Carter, 15?
Yeah, 14. He's 14. on the squad this year.
He's made the team.
Yeah.
He's a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, is he your size?
Well, not quite.
Okay. Does he block shots like you do?
Haven't seen him block one yet this year.
Yeah, not one.
No.
So he brings a different game.
Yeah, we're pretty much complete opposites. But when you put two together, I guess you get one really great player.
There you go. You bring it all together. Thanks for this, buddy. You got Beardies coming up, so back-to-back. Do you like those games night and then next day afternoon? It's pretty much you go on the road, it's same sort of thing.
Yeah, same sort of thing. I really like them at home, though, too. And the biggest thing for the young guys to focus on is not just about the first game. You got to be able to have short memory and then move on for the next night because...
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's your billet?
Jason and Chris, the Gordon.
Oh, the Gordon guy.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's okay. Yeah, that's a good billet family to have. Thanks for this, buddy. We appreciate you being on our first show.
Yes.
And the first player up here. If I had a prize, I'd give it to you, but I don't. And good luck this weekend. Tomorrow, Beardies. Sunday, Beardies as well.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, that's team captain of the Yorkton Rontec Maulers, Carson Dereniewski, guesting with us. And we'll have another player coming up here in a matter of moments. As we said, it'll be tomorrow, 7:30, right here at the Farrell Agency's Arena, our location for the coaches' show. Sunday at 2, Beardies Blackhawks in town against the Yorkton Rontec Maulers. You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. We've got more coming up after this on The Rock 98.5.
Did you know anyone, any age, any gender can have sleep apnea? You are tired. Talk to the friendly staff at Parkland CPAP Services. The test for sleep apnea is a one-night test done with ease in the comfort of your own home. You are already on a CPAP machine. Your full-service CPAP store is now open. You'll find results for any question or repairs and purchase 4-liter distilled water for only $125. Parkland CPAP Services, 226 Broadway Street West, Yorkton.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back to All You Ever Wanted to Know. It's our first installment of the one-hour Yorkton Rontec Maulers Coaches Show here on The Rock. Randy Atkinson being joined by Austin Dicer, a Yorkton guy. You got fewer Yorkton guys than this year, don't you?
No, we got a lot of guys this year from Yorkton.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that should be a good pipe feeder through the minor hockey system, of which you are.
Yeah.
When did you first start playing hockey?
I think when I was 4 or 5.
Okay. Your dad a player? Was he and his dad?
No, never played hockey.
What's your dad's name?
Corwin.
Corwin, your mom?
Rhonda.
And so how do you get into hockey?
They just kind of put me into it when I was little and see if I liked it or not. And turns out I loved it.
That was that.
Yeah.
So dad never really played?
No.
Hockey fan? Well, he's a Dicer fan, right?
Yeah.
Hey, when you show up. This is your second year with the team, right? Talk to your captain there about garnering confidence at a level, and you were 15. In fact, you played with six rookie defensemen last year. So you didn't have a lot to lean on in that. Who do you go to, a defenseman veteran, to kind of help you there? So how was it that you guys were able to get through that as a bunch of rookies?
It wasn't bad. Delane Lamb there, he's really good on the defensive end there, so you can always ask him if you ever got questions or anything like that.
Six of you ever sit around together and go, holy smokes, what are we into, boys? Six rookies here, eh? Or you never think that way?
No, we didn't really think of that, but... Yeah.
It was fun, though, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it was really fun.
A bunch of rookies and play together, and let's see what we can do. How's your game developed from last year to this year? I mean, what are you... maybe better at or feel better about that, knowing that you've got a year of AAA under your belt, you go into the second year, there's a lot more things I'm sure you know that you can do better or do well.
I think your second year, you're just used to that speed of the game, like compared to Bantam where I played before, but you get used to that speed, you know what your options are more. Second year coming up, you can try more things.
Defenseman, and I think when you look at it, and even NHL, Duncan Keith, not overly big, but can be effective at the professional level. What is it about defensemen now? What big assets do you have to have? Size is nice if you're a Caden Korzak and 6'3", but not everybody is. 5'11 guys, 5'10 guys can play defense. Why? When size doesn't make a difference, what do you need to be good at?
Yeah, you know, size would be good to have, but if you don't have it, you just got to be able to make decisions, I think.
Study the game more?
Yeah.
Like, you guys watch video a lot.
Yeah, we watch quite a bit of video.
Yeah, where you can see maybe I turned here, didn't do that right, thought I did this right.
Yeah, we practice lots of that during practices, yeah, too, you know.
And practice becomes a pretty simple thing a lot of times, yeah, doesn't it? Dump in, break out. Dump in, break out.
Yeah.
And the reason for repetition is just to get better?
Yeah, get it better. You know, you got to be able to adapt to anything when it happens, yeah, during the game. Then you kind of know what your options are.
Different role for you a little bit this year? You're assistant captain?
Yeah, I'm liking it. You know, you just got to be a good leader to those new guys coming up, those young guys, get them used to playing in the game.
You have to exude confidence.
Yeah.
Because they may not have a lot of it yet. That you could tell them I was through this last year.
Yeah.
Here. And that helps them when they hear from someone like you experience the same thing they're experiencing right now.
Yeah. As a rookie, I think you get used to it after the first game, couple of games, yeah, there.
You better.
If you got an older guy, like even last year for me, you know, some of the older veteran forwards, you know, they just boost your confidence, yeah, too. It's really, yeah, anybody.
What's the biggest asset to your game? Somebody who sees Austin Dicer on the ice, as a defenseman's going to see what kind of player?
I don't know. There's lots of different things, I guess, off and on.
Let's go.
Speed,
skate well.
Skating.
Skate well.
Shot. I think I'm shooting a lot more this year than I was last year.
Kind of shot from the point. Do you like to keep it? Does it depend on situation? Do I have traffic? Don't I have traffic? Am I shooting high, shooting low? Do you want to keep it low? You're looking for deflections. I mean, what kind of shot are you talking from the point?
Well, I guess if there's traffic in front of you, I kind of shoot it lower too, yeah. But
you got to read what's there,
yeah,
right, more than anything. How's the first pass out of the zone?
Most of the time, it's pretty good.
All right.
Tape, yeah.
That's pretty important, too. I talked about your mom and dad.
Yeah.
You have siblings?
Yeah, two younger.
Two younger what?
One brother, one sister.
Okay, so your brother's a player.
Yeah.
Right? What's the difference in age? You're playing as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, he's a 15-year-old playing midget double-A this year.
Oh, he's in double-A?
Yeah.
Okay, this year. Did you play double-A or you come straight to triple?
Just Bantam double-A and then...
Bantam and then straight to triple. So what does he play?
He's a forward.
Okay, same as... Is Dierniewski's brother a forward too?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so you can't have too many. The older brother kind of dictates, doesn't he?
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm the defenseman, you'll be the goalie, usually,
yeah,
right? Tell me about this season and some of your expectations. Or do you have those? A lot of guys just go, I just want to keep improving, just want to get better, let the chips fall where they may.
Well, for the team, I mean, we've kind of had a slow start, but yep, you can kind of expect that, or it's a possibility all the time. But I think these games coming up here this weekend, we got to get some confidence going, hopefully. Play some good games.
5 assists.
Yeah.
Nice start. Shot from the point. Few deflections.
Yeah, not
looking for that first one of the year, though, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. It'll come.
It'll come from the back end. No question about that. Beardy's this weekend. I know you haven't played him yet, but you like that switch, Carson says. He doesn't mind it at home playing at night and then an afternoon game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Sunday games are nice, especially when we're on the road. I mean, you get home a lot earlier.
Yeah. Yep. Not having travel.
Yeah.
Well, you got to play Saturday and then a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beardy's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for this, Austin. What number are you wearing?
I'm number 11.
What were you last year?
Number 11.
You know, you got it again.
Yeah,
well, I knew you would. Just sometimes people change because you can't get it as a rookie.
Yeah.
Right? Or you got to buy it. You guys have no money.
No.
Thanks for this, Austin. I appreciate it. Good luck. Saturday and Sunday against the Beardy's Blackhawks.
Thanks, Randy.
Austin Dicer with us. We'll take a break. Come back with another player right after this. Yorkton Rawtech Mahler Coaches Show, our one-hour edition and all you ever wanted to know on the Rock 98.5.
You love to golf, and your next game might be the best game of your life. Enjoy great savings at the Deer Park Golf Course with their fall special. 18 holes of golf for you and a friend with the power cart for only $100, taxes in. Plus, all in-stock clothing, headwear, golf bags, and accessories are a whopping 25% off. Book your tee times and save on brand-name gear at the Pro Shop while you're there. Deer Park Golf Course, Highway 52 west of Yorkton.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back to All You Ever Wanted to Know down here at the Yorkton Gallagher Center. Of course, one of our sponsors, RH Electric. I'll talk about them in a minute, too. I want to thank them for sponsoring again this year. And with us, Tanner Hoffman, Yorktonite. Thanks for being on the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
What would you have had if you weren't here, you'd be in class?
Yeah, I had a science test, actually.
Oh, science test. That's not good. Huh?
No.
Huh?
No.
Were you ready for it? Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was ready for it. Thanks for being down here and missing your test. Your first year last year.
Yeah.
With the AAA Maulers, but you didn't start as a Mauler. You started where last year?
I started with Yorkton Midget AA.
The AA club.
Yeah.
Opening came up about halfway through the season.
Mm-hmm.
Got you in there, and what was your thought process then, coming in a midway point as opposed to having gone? I mean, I knew you went through the camp and didn't make the team, so now you're on the team. What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. That first week, it was a pretty big change, being on that ice every day and stuff, but it was lots of fun.
Yeah, and you knew a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you come in AA or through the system of Yorkton to minor hockey, you're familiar with a lot of guys, right?
Right.
Is it more excitement? The nervousness when you get the jersey on and go, here we go.
Yeah, it was, when I got that call, it was awesome.
Pretty excited to get it. Your mom and dad are whom?
Nikki and Ryan Hoffman.
Nikki and Ryan, of course, Ryan Hoffman, longtime coach. I remember being on a bus with him and Lee Rusnak, and we drove to the Westerns with the AAA Midgets. He had a great team there.
Yeah.
Your dad and coaching, so he's a longtime hockey guy.
Yeah.
Hey, probably a player like you were as a young kid?
Yeah.
So he put you on the ice when? 6 months, 8 months?
No.
Not
probably,
quite that early?
I started skating when I was really young, but probably got into hockey around 3 or 4.
IP or whatever that is, Timbits and that. And then grew up playing all your minor hockey in Yorkton. So here you are in your first full season, second year with the Maulers, and already being counted upon for leadership.
Right.
What can you bring in that regard? You've got so many rookies. As an assistant in leadership, your role is?
Well, it's just like last year. It's good to always have somebody there for you and to support you and be there for those guys, because I was in that same spot.
Yep.
And I know lots of the guys here were. So.
Did they come to you? Is that sometime Kevin might say to you, go talk to this kid, or it's worked out, I'm through your leadership group and the coach or the assistant in that, but sometimes they can read a player not right, or do you see that sometimes a player's off, will you just step in on your own?
Well, yeah, you go in, and like if they need help with a play or something like that, they even come to you sometimes and ask questions.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I see that still looking for that first one.
Yeah.
How close have you come?
I've had a couple breakaways.
Oh, boy, yeah, snake bitten. A couple breakaways.
Yeah.
And what did you try to do?
Did you
change up one breakaway to the next?
Well, against the Blazers, I got the puck, and I had it on my backhand. I tried to go to the forehand and shoot it, and he caught it in his arm. And then the other one, I think I tried a backhand shot, and it went off his blocker or something.
So it's there, though. Yeah. Chances are there, though, buddy. So it'll come.
Yeah.
It's worse if you're not getting chances.
Right.
But at least you're getting that. Tell me about Beardies. It's a team that you guys have played close last year. I imagine again this year. What are the important things you guys need to do at home to be successful?
Well, we just got to play our game. Like, we got to get our pucks deep and chase those pucks, play hard in our own end and get pucks out off glass or skate those out. And
it's a pretty simple plan now with all these rookies, right? It's
pretty
simple. I mean, you will elevate and grow on your power play penalty killing as the season grows along.
Yeah, that'll come along.
Yeah, as the season grows. It's getting the young guys' confidence. When did you know last year, when you came to the Maulers midway through, when did you realize that I can play here?
It was probably 2-3 weeks in.
Yeah.
It was like just nervousness at the start and like just excitement. But
yeah. And you need to be calm. And it's tough
right.
to be calm when you're trying to do that. But once you do get to that point, everything kind of falls into place, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Beardies this weekend is be a pretty big weekend series for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially the young guys to get going.
Yeah.
Right? You have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a younger brother and younger sister.
How old are they?
My brother's 12. He plays Bantam AA hockey.
Okay.
And my sister's 7.
She a hockey player too?
I don't think so anymore.
Dance.
She was in for a year and now. She's, into kind that
of veered
stuff.
Off into that, and your mom's okay with that.
Yeah.
And dad might not be, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Hey, continued success. Have a good weekend against Beardies. Thanks for
Thank
doing
you.
This. Thanks, Tanner Andy. Hoffman coming in and joining us. He's missed his biology, chemistry. Which test was it?
Physical science.
Oh, physical science as opposed to physical education.
Yeah.
Do they kind of coexist?
Not really.
Not necessarily?
No.
All right. Well, good luck in the test you missed.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Tanner Hoffman with us. We'll take a break here and all you ever wanted to know. It's the Yorkton Rontec Mahler Coaches Show, our one-hour edition brought to you by RH Electric and the Gallagher Center. We'll be back with more after this.
This is Brandon Kopikas, manager of the Yorkton Co-op Agro Division out at Ebenezer. We trust you're enjoying a safe and bountiful harvest. If you've got any grain bin needs, including accessories from OP cables to aeration fans and heaters, check out our great stock at the Ebenezer location. And now is the time to be booking your 2019 bin needs, including those large 10,000 bushel bins and larger. So enjoy the rest of your harvest, and remember, we're here to help. The Yorkton Co-op Agro Division in Ebenezer. You're at home here.
Can be found in the Caribbean. It has lush mountains, rainforests, and the best reef-lined beaches. It's the birthplace of greats like Bob Marley, Usain Bolt, and Jerk Chicken. My name is Antoinette, and I invite you to listen to Afuiting, the Jamaican show on The Rock 98.5 starting October 21 at 7 p.m. with a repeat on Mondays at 9 p.m. We will talk travel, immigration, food, and language. Try your best to miss it. That's Afuiting on The Rock 98.5, your music, your station.
You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you have a question for today's guest, call 783-5160 or 1-855-449-5160.
Welcome back from the Gallagher Center. Yorkton Rontec Mahler Coaches Show as the team gears up for a weekend battle against the Beardies Blackhawks. And Ryland Donald joins us at this time. Last time about this year when I talked to you, you were a raw rookie.
Yes, I was.
And you came out of where to play here last time?
I came out of the Northeast Bantam AA.
Right. You came here as a 15-year-old. Here is middle of your midget career, and you're already an assistant and counted on leadership. You were one of a few rookies. Now you're one of a few veterans.
Yeah.
Tell me about the difference.
Well, coming in as a rookie, you're kind of just trying to find your place in the league and your role, I guess. And now coming back here as a veteran, you're showing more leadership and you're going to strive with your confidence.
Yeah.
And, you know, try and lead your rookies to get more confidence too and play good as well. So
you guys talk amongst yourselves. I'm talking about the leadership group, Troy and the guys sitting here, your assistants, the captain. Do you guys to get together as leadership group at all to help these young guys and things you might want to do with them, or you work through the coach? How does that work?
Yeah, we meet together very much, and with Kevin too, just to plan and map out and help the rookies out as much as we can here, just so that they're comfortable and they can play to their full potential.
When did you know that you were going to be okay last year? When did you realize it?
Probably about, you know, the midway, five games into the season, you know, you start to gain your confidence and say, oh, that's why I'm here, is because I can play here. And
exactly. And the adjustment.
Yeah.
Right. Speed, whatever. And then it's like takes you maybe a month, 6 weeks, catch up. And it's like, okay, here we go. For your rookie guys, what, three of you from last year are here?
Yeah.
On the back end?
Yeah.
Yeah, three. So what is your game? What is your game at Taylor Road?
Just play defense as best I can and contribute to offense as best
Are you more defensive than offensive?
I like to say I'm more offensive than
I was going
to
say the smile on your face. You like to carry
the ball.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not a bad thing. Got to have those guys on the back end, too. What are you tipping the scales at, a cool 165?
155.
155.
Yeah.
That's about as big as Darren Uski's leg.
Yeah.
I know. It's unreal. And I know you guys try to gain weight. You eat like crazy. You work out like crazy. It just doesn't put the pounds on, eh?
Yeah, it's really hard to gain weight at this age. So.
It is. Tell me about the season so far, 1-6. But, I mean, there's been some nice games, contacts, and I know the Blazers are a good club, and you had played them well, too. Got a win against Nipwin, or pardon me, not Nipwin. Who'd you beat? Tisdale.
Battleford.
Battleford, yeah. And they usually have a pretty decent team. So, again, it's not so much the start, right? It's the finish. So do you see you guys coming along pretty good?
Yeah, we've had some pretty tough games here, but we're starting to see the light here and the development great here, and we're starting to come together as a team and play well, and then when we do that, we will be successful.
I mean, you can't win all the time.
Yeah.
But as long as the hard work, the effort, and improvement's coming, that's what you want to see all the time, right? Because if you get stagnant this early, oh boy.
Yeah.
You're in for a long year. Who's your mom and dad?
Rhonda and Brendan Donald.
And where are they?
They are in Star City right now.
So if I was to say population of Star City, you'd say?
Probably 350 to 400.
There it is. That's that small farm in town, right?
Yeah.
Your folks are on the farm?
Yeah, my dad farms and my mom's a nurse in Tisdale.
Okay, so what kind of land are we talking? Grain, crossover, you got animals?
Alfalfa and barley and then cattle.
How are you guys making out in the harvest?
Really well. We finished. So.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah.
That is really well. Yeah,
yeah.
A lot better than the other ones. You have siblings too?
Yes.
You do so.
One brother
one
and one sister, yeah.
I know your older brother.
Yeah.
Where is he playing now?
In the SJHL with the Milford Mustangs.
Still?
Yeah.
What's he been there, 8 years? Must have started when he was 12. Gosh, I haven't done an SJHL game in 3 years, and he was playing then.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. He must be 20 now.
Yeah, he's 20.
Okay, so he's with the Milford Mustangs?
Yeah.
How many? He must play 4 years.
Yeah, he played when he was 16.
16. Could be a five-year guy. Unheard of in the SJHL level.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your next step, you hope?
Yes, I hope to move up to junior either with Milford or Kelowna.
Or the Kelowna has your rights?
Yeah.
And the did you go to their camp this year?
Yeah.
And how was that?
Really well. Great development there and great experience. And
yeah, you can't beat that, eh?
Yeah.
You talk about speed.
Yeah.
Yikes, there's a jump from AAA to the dub.
Yeah.
Korzak out there when you were there?
No, he's in Calgary.
Oh, no, I meant Caden.
Oh, yeah.
Caden's with
Kelowna. Kelowna, yeah.
So was he there camp or this was just a rookie camp for you?
He was out there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Played against him, you know.
Yeah, just that's kinda, not easy.
Yeah.
Hey?
He's really good.
He's a bit of a talent, isn't he? Yeah, you bet. Big weekend, Beardies. What do you got to do to be successful? What are some of the things you guys are going to have to show?
I don't know. Kind of stick to our game plan. Get lots of shots.
What is the game plan? Everybody says stick to the game plan.
I don't know.
So tell me what stick to the game plan means. What is your game plan?
Well, just use our abilities to the best we can. Our speed and our forecheck ability. Yeah, and
so don't be afraid to dump.
Yeah.
Chase. Be physical in your own rink.
Yeah.
Things like this, right? Don't try to do too much.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Be simple. And that's the thing I think a lot of young kids have a sell. They get their confidence.
Yeah.
They try to do more than they should. You've seen that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Where you that when you take a kid aside and go, you know, quit it. You're not Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
Use your wingers. You know, sometimes kids need to be reminded, eh?
Yeah. Just play simple and play your game. And
who's your billets?
Richie and Raquel Cleland.
Oh, Richie Cleland.
Yeah.
Don't they have a little dude? He likes hockey.
Yeah, Theo.
Theo. How old is he?
I think he's around 10.
Yeah, I know. He was at the banquet last
year. Yeah.
I think they had Jay Kuzka. I called him Big Jay Kuzka. He loved hearing that in radio. I said, not this year.
Yeah.
We'll have to think up a name for you.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for this, Ryland. I appreciate it. Good luck on the weekend and the best away with the Rotech Maulers. Thanks for doing this. What class are you out of?
Science, physical science.
Holy smokes, everybody was in science. You guys should pay me for getting you out of that class. Thanks for this, buddy.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Ryland Donald guesting with us. Rotech Maulers Coaches Show, our 1 hour edition, All You Ever Wanted to Know. We'll have our fifth and last. Who's coming up? Oh, the pride and joy of Foam Lake Canada, Troy Bricksaw. You don't want to miss it. Right after this on The Rock 98.5.
Pregnant? Scared? Unsure of what your options are? Knowledge is power, and we are all about you making an informed decision. Call us, Options Pregnancy Center, 1-866-870-3344, or check us out on the web, www.reginapregnancy.com.
Hi, Ryan with P&H Yorkton here. With harvest starting, the time is ripe to talk again about grain sampling. At P&H, we need to know the specs on all of the wheat, oats, and barley we buy so we know which markets we can ship to. As things like protein and grade factors change from field to field and bin to bin, we need separate samples from each and every bin. Please take and keep a good average sample from each bin and drop them off at P&H in Yorkton or give us a call at 306-782-2814.
Hey, welcome back to the Yorkton Rottick Mahler Coaches Show. Our one-hour edition, we'll do this every month, second Friday of the month right through until March. So this is our first edition. We welcome the five veteran players. Boy, that's a little different, Troy Bricksaw, than last year. There were a lot more than five veterans, weren't there?
Yeah, there sure was.
When you were a rookie.
Yeah.
Hey, so how things change. You're part of the leadership group now. What did you learn last year? I'm part of that leadership group that maybe you go, gee, now that I'm part of leadership, what did I learn? What do I need to bring to the table to help others?
You just got to set a good example for the rookies to follow.
And that as in your work ethic, as in how you prepare for a game, all of the different things you do, right? Mm-hmm. And that's part of what pros do to young rookies coming up.
Yeah.
Follow
Absolutely.
This pro, do what he does, you'll be fine. That's part of what you want to emulate with these guys, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I did, and it's worked.
Yeah.
Have you talked to kids already? Like, has some approached you, or have you guys gone out and extended a, hey, buddy, I can help you here. You kind of look like you're doing something I did last year. Anything like that yet?
Yeah, guys have shown good leadership following us.
They want.
Yeah, that they want to look like a leader.
Yeah.
Follow us, you know.
So, I mean, if they're looking for, where do you go? Leadership, right?
Yeah.
To get that. Tell me about your year last year. When did you feel that you were confident enough to say that, you know, I could play in this league?
Probably first game in, I got the first goal, so I felt pretty good.
You got the first goal of the season. That's right, didn't you?
Felt pretty good, yeah.
This is easy.
Yeah.
You are related to the Bullich boys.
Yeah, they're my cousins.
Yeah, and from Foam Lake, and Aiden, of course, played last year. He's moved up to the Terriers.
Yeah.
What did you learn from him? I know he's your cousin. You've grown up with him. You've probably played hockey with him or hung out in Foam Lake since you've been like little kids. But there were any things that you picked up from him last year as a AAA player that helped you just by watching him?
Aiden is he's a good leader. He set a good example all the time. So I try to just set good examples just like he did. And
like working out?
Yeah, he worked a lot.
He's an animal, isn't he?
Yeah, on and off the ice, he's great.
And you follow that?
Yeah, I try to.
Exactly. I see you guys in the pool and doing things like that, and it's like you see somebody who's successful, this is what he does. Sometimes you don't need to be told, I can just see.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay? What about this year? You got two already. You scored two already.
Yeah, I got two goals this year.
You know, I think you might only had two or three last year.
Yeah,
you're on your pace to shatter your old mark, eh?
Yeah, I sure
Good
am.
For you. Why have you been able to get a couple? What's been the biggest thing, going to the net or what's happening?
Yeah, just working hard and going to the net, driving the net, shooting pucks on net, just keep working hard.
It's always the thing. A shot at the net's never a bad play.
Exactly.
It's never a bad. Might not be the best play, but it's never a bad play.
No,
especially if you got guys going to the net. Foam Lake, right?
Yeah.
Who's your mom and dad?
Corey and Kelly Bricksaw.
Corey and Kelly Bricksaw. And you farm?
No.
Okay.
Dad works at owns Bumper to Bumper, and my mom's at the credit union.
All right, in Foam Lake.
Yeah.
So that's where you were born.
Yeah, I lived there my whole life. Yeah.
What about your grandparents? Are they Foam Lakers too?
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So you had a farm at one time?
Both my grandpas were farmers, and then
nobody wanted to take it over.
They retired.
They retired, sold the land, and they're living the good life.
Yeah.
And you're hoping that as a grandson that maybe I'll get some of that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Atta boy. Beardy's Blackhawks, what are you going to have to do? What do you guys need to do to your game? What do you need to elevate to be successful, to be better at?
We just got to keep it simple. Get pucks deep. Get pucks on net. Don't just do the little things, really.
Yeah. What about in your own end? What are you playing, right wing or center?
I'm a right wing.
Right winger. Your defensive responsibility isn't nearly as much as maybe a centerman.
No.
Right? Centerman's got to come down deep a lot of times.
Yeah.
Eh? So are you guys, in the games you had, how is it coming out of your own end? Is it something you're working hard on? Because sometimes it's breakdown or?
definitely something we gotta improve on, get it out of our own end. Just to get the pucks off the glass. And
what is that? That's just hard work.
Yeah, just work
playing
hard.
Defense is hard work. Exactly. You know that. You're a penalty killer today. So, I mean, that's not a big deal. You know what it's all about.
Yeah.
Work hard, get lucky, get a bounce. All of a sudden it's in the net, and then good things happen.
Exactly.
You bet. Thanks for this, buddy. I appreciate it. What number are you wearing?
14.
What'd you wear last year?
14.
Look at that. You guys all got your old numbers.
Yeah,
man, okay?
Nice.
Sometimes as a rookie, you never get it.
No.
You got to wait till the next year to get the number. Thanks for this, Troy Brixaw. Always a pleasure to watch you play. Good luck this weekend against the Beardies Blackhawks.
Thank you.
Troy Brixaw, who missed a history class today. The other guys were missing science class. What school?
Sacred Heart.
Yeah, we appreciate the schools being flexible on this to get these kids down here. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Troy Brickshaw guesting with us. Quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. You're listening to the Raw Tech Mahler Coaches Show on The Rock 98.5.
You're listening to CJJC-FM in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, recipient of the Yorkton Chamber's 2016 Small Business of the Year Award. Your music, your station, The Rock 98.5.
Welcome back to All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Pleasure to be here at the Gallagher Center. Rod Techmuller, Coach's Show. Paul Keyes, always nice to talk to you. How you been doing?
I'm good, Randy. How are you doing?
Great. Last time we chatted, other than around here on the air, of course, was last year doing this. We thank you for being involved again, the Gallagher Center.
It is our pleasure.
And tell us what's happening down here at the center. Boy, it's looking great.
It's a hopping place.
It is.
It is busy. Pool's back in full swing now.
I know.
After the maintenance shutdown, you're a happy guy again. It's nice to see you smiling.
Big time.
Have you checked out the new sauna yet?
Absolutely.
Isn't that something?
I didn't want to leave. They
had
to yank me out of there. Boy, it's beautiful. Everything's working well. It's all cleaned up. The maintenance done in the month shutdown. We encourage everybody to get down here. Kids swimming lessons, even for guys like me and older. What the pool can do for you. The benefits of health are staggering.
Yes, it is. It's an awesome facility to have here in Yorkton. It is.
Yes.
It is the best indoor water park in Saskatchewan. It's fantastic.
Yeah, you got everything.
For the whole family.
That's why you got everything.
Absolutely.
Our pools don't have it.
It's in good shape
right
now.
What else is happening, man?
Well, we got the Maulers, as you know.
Yeah, I know.
Back in full swing. The Terriers are up and running.
Yes.
Had a few really good crowds for Terrier games, so we hope everybody keeps coming out for those.
Absolutely.
Supporting the local teams. We've got public skating available. The Kinsman's actually starting up for the first time this Sunday night.
Good.
You can go public skating at the Kinsman. We've been going for a while here at the Gallagher Center, but schedules for public skating are on the Yorkton City website under our Hot Topics. So if you're interested in coming for a skate,
you can just go to your website,
by the schedule there.
You can find out on there. Something's there. Be it the Gloria Hayden, the Kinsman here. It's all on online.
Lots going on. We've got Harvest Showdown coming up here in November. Exhibition is going to put that off.
Professional bull riders.
PBR is coming to town.
The biggest, the best in the world will be here.
Should be really, really exciting.
Look, goosebumps again.
It's good stuff.
I know.
We were down at the fire hall yesterday looking at the pyro show that comes with that and making sure we don't blow the roof right off the building. So it should
be
lots of fun.
It's going to be something people in and around here, if you haven't experienced, this just doesn't come to Yorkton. This is going to be a show.
Yes.
This is a bit more
than we've seen before.
Yes.
It'll be big. It'll be good.
That's Harvest Showdown. Which gets going when?
The rodeo or the PBR this year is November 9th and 10th.
Okay. And you get tickets right now down here.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, good.
And then the shameless plug for the Gallagher Center is our citywide Christmas party on Saturday, December 9th. It's coming up faster than we know. So we've got put on a great festive dinner here with Ken Maduke and Parkland Catering. Cocktails, door prizes like crazy.
Yeah.
We've got three comedians coming in this year to entertain the crowd. Yeah, we've got Miles Morrison, Daryl Jr. Cosman, and Joel Jeffrey coming in to get everybody laughing, and then
get the mood going.
That's right.
And then
we got DJ Dougie putting on a bit of a dance afterward to close down the night.
And when is that going to be?
That is December the 8th.
So now you can book.
Saturday night. Absolutely.
Now, what are you talking citywide open? What do you mean by that?
Here's what we open, and we throw this party. We throw for Christmas parties for, we're looking at smaller companies where they want to get out and they want to do something for their employees. They want to come down
and
have a, exactly.
10.
But it's tough to do that.
Yes.
So this gives you a chance and brings everybody into the same room. You know, we've had we've got bigger companies too. Where they'll come in with, you know, 60, yeah. 80 people.
Where are you putting this
we'll
on?
Put you
flexi hall?
In the flexi hall. We'll pack, been upwards of 500 people in there, so it makes for a nice night. It's
That's
a good
great.
Crowd.
Yeah.
So the dance is fun. The laugh is always great.
The mood is great.
It's a good
it's
atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So it's a good opportunity. It's easy for you to plan. It's phone the events team down here at the Gallagher Center, 786-1740. Okay. The events team walk you through. All you've got to do is buy your tickets, hand them out to your people. They show up, and you have a great time at the Gallagher
Pools
Center.
Pools open. Terriers, Maulers are going. We got PBR and the Harvest Showdown coming up. You got the Christmas party.
Yep.
Hey,
she's
anything
busy.
Else?
It's all happening. You know what? I know I heard just a minute ago that golf course is closing down. But if you drive by, you can see some of the renovations starting out at the golf course.
Yeah.
They're starting renovations on the eighth hole out there. Council approved some work to be done by the men's club on the seventh green. So we're going to have a new look at the golf course here really shortly. The curling club's been working on a project in the lobby, so it's got a nice fresh look. Curling season's coming up right around the corner here, too. So,
yeah,
it's busy. It's another busy winter down here.
Looks nice. And one of the things, kudos to your staff. They never get any mention. That is the maintenance and that who are out here making sure things are clean and tidy and get off. They do an outstanding job.
Thanks, Randy. And it's always nice to hear.
Paul Keyes, thanks for this, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next month.
You bet.
Paul Keyes with the Gallagher Center down here, and we've got ourselves, I think, maybe enough time to get the coach back in. Coach, come on over here. We're just going to close off the show here with Kevin Rolick stopping back in with us. Thanks for everything. Paul Keyes here, of course, does a great job, eh?
Oh, he's great.
Isn't that good? I want to talk a bit and close with you a little bit about RH Electric.
Yep.
You know the lads, right?
100%.
Randy and Luann and, of course, the boys.
100%.
Everything you do. You start out in your basement as an electrician. You grow into 50 people, and your son's taken on board in a family business. Randy Hiraiku, if he's not, and he's a humble guy, should be extremely proud of what he's done in this community.
Well, it is, and the footprint's all over. You know, working with Rawtech, we work in technology, so we've been exposed to the work that these guys have done. Every chance we get a chance to use them, outsource them, we do. They do professional work. They're great, great, great people, great communicators. You know what? Yeah. They really are. And everywhere you go around Saskatchewan, you see that RH Electric.
Yeah, RH Electric is somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Residential, commercial, industrial, rural, everything and anything to do.
Computer wiring, everything like that. Anything you need, any drops, anything
like
that.
Like a maintenance home automation.
Yep, and they will.
What the heck is that, eh?
Well, it is everything. Everything from opening up. You want to wake up in the morning and have those blinds go up in the morning and wake up and the alarm go off at a certain time.
A lot of people do.
Well, we've been doing a lot of exposure with that, right?
Yep.
You know?
RH Electric, Randy, all the gang down there, thanks for being a sponsor. We'll close off Beardy's Blackhawks. Each and every one of your boys said we're just going to keep it simple, and our game plan is to do that. Dump, chase, bump hard, go to the net, put pucks on the net. Want to keep it simple and play hard.
Yep, and utilize, you know, we've got excellent back end that can control pucks. And like you said, I heard you talking with a couple of the boys there. We want to progress from that and continue on, but we've got to start basic here with the guys. And you know what? That 2-3 week window that Tanner was talking about is over now. Hopefully the guys are feeling a little bit more comfortable. We're at home, October, a lot of games here before the showdown and we're out of the rink. So, a lot of games booked here in October. Weather's still nice. Get in here. If you're in the Parkland region, come on in and watch us play.
Beardy's Blackhawks, tomorrow night, 7:30, Coach, Sunday at 2. Thanks, man.
Awesome job.
We've got to get back to work a little bit, eh, buddy?
Well, yeah, I do. And Randy, thanks for everything that you do. Scott, thanks for getting producing this and setting everything up.
Yep.
And guys back in the station there, thanks for everything. You guys do a great job.
Thanks for this. Kevin Rolick will be down here again the next Friday of the month. That will be, of course, in November. We want to thank the guys for being down here today, Coach Kevin Rolick and the five on the leadership board. And we thank them for being here, too. We'll be back again next month. And, of course, in between that, we'll have coaches' shows for 5 minutes every Friday. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know, the Yorkton Rawtech Mahler Show at the Gallagher Center. I'm Randy Atkinson.
Thanks for listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. If you or your organization would like to appear on the program, call Jordan at 306-786-7625. All You Ever Wanted to Know, only on The Rock, 98.5.